We're heading now to the Twin Sisters Native Plant Nursery in Moberly Lake. Now, inside, you won't find typical fruits or vegetables. Instead, they're growing saskatoons, native grasses, and shrubs, all for a very special purpose. And to find out what it is, I've reached Greenhouse Manager Susan Davis this morning in Moberly Lake. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm very well. Now, if I was to walk into Twin Sisters Nursery right now, what would I see and smell?
You'll smell the bush encapsulated in a small space. It's quite amazing. We've got about 30 species growing on tables right now, and they are slated for planting out in September on various sites. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting work.
Now, you mentioned various sites, and these are very particular plants for a very particular purpose. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of resource extraction in Treaty 8 territory in Western Canada here, and we want to be able to go back to those sites and put them on the trajectory to the ecosystem they were meant to be. So once this disturbance has happened, we want to go in and put stuff back that's going to bring it to a place that it needs to be.
So you're basically growing crops or land reclaiming plants for places that have been mined or fracked or
absolutely
dug up.
Absolutely.
Now, this is not just a charity project, an environmental project. It's linked to Indigenous communities in the area.
It is. Twin Sisters is wholly owned by two First Nations communities. That's the Soto First Nations and West Moberly First Nations partnered on this project. And this is our third year growing and setting stock out. Our first year was 2014. And this is our third grow in the house. We've got some beautiful greenhouses, which are from Harnois, which I believe is in Montreal. So that's kind of cool. They came across Canada and they are state of the art. And now we're staffed. There's only one non-community member on site working for us, and that's our head grower. And other than that, all the staff work and live in the community.
How do you decide what plants would count as native plants?
Well, there's a lot of documentation on most of these plants and as to when they came over. Some of them came over with settlers and with a Mayflower, so to speak, and those we would not consider native. The native species are ones that have been here for centuries, and those are the ones often that have significant meaning to First Nations peoples, and we want to make sure that those go back for sure, whether it's food or medicine or ceremony. And there's also a lot of species that are significant to the wildlife that utilize these areas as well.
How would what kind of plants you put in affect wildlife, say moose, for example?
Oh, it's huge. Moose are really, they like to move around a lot. They don't stay in one place very much. So they're going to move to where the food is depending on the time of year. Pardon me. Go on the radio and you're going to get a hiccup in your throat, right?
No worries.
But we want to make sure that we're putting back appropriate food sources for these animals and make sure that if that food was there pre-disturbance or pre-resource extraction, that it's going to be there for them again in the end, because they're going to be used to using those roots and using that land at a certain time of year for a certain species of food. So we want to make sure that we are able to put that back.
Let's say I'm a fracking company, a drilling company. We finished drilling the area out. We want to reclaim it. What kind of work would you do to get it back to how it was?
Well, we do a site visit. And if we can't see the site itself, we will go see adjacent sites. And just to do a species inventory, see what's there and what should be there. And then the seed collection process begins, because you can't just buy the seeds on the local garden store center. So we have to go out and collect the seed from as close to the site as possible. And then we will clean it and store it until the company is ready to reclaim the site. And then we'll propagate it and sell it back to them as plug stock. We use a forestry tray size. And September for here is a good time to plant. We can do a spring plant as well. The summers are often too hot, hot and dry, so we don't want to plant then so that little plugs can survive. But once the plugs are in the ground, they are zero maintenance. They don't need watering and fertilizer or anything like that. They just do what they got to do.
Because they're locally appropriate. Now, how do you draw on, say, elders' knowledge of what used to be in the area or traditional knowledge from way back?
Both First Nations, Westmo and Soto, have done extensive TUS studies, which is traditional land use studies. A lot of the companies have funded those studies as well. And the elders are often involved in site tours and taking them out onto the land. And we often take them out on a bus if we can get the bus to site. And we just go along and listen and write down and take notes. And if they say something is significant, we're going to take their word for it and put it back and make sure that we're or at least put something back that, to replace it, right? So we don't want to take stuff away and just keep taking away from the landscape. And a lot of companies historically have used agronomic mixes, and that's stuff that you would plant on your farm and you would feed to cattle. That's often not a suitable food source for wildlife. So there's a lot of stuff that has to be taken into account is what kind of an area is it and what you want to put back and what you want to see growing there again. What's important to not only to the First Nations and to the elders, but to the wildlife and stuff that they rely on as well.
It's a fascinating story. Susan Davis, thanks so much for telling us about it this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always a wonderful thing to be able to talk about what we do and why we do it.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Susan Davis is greenhouse manager for the Twin Sisters Native Plant Nursery, owned by the West Moberly and Soto First Nations.